You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
If you're a serious golfer, then you've probably come to appreciate the turf grass you play on. Well, there are lessons learned from golf course greens that can improve a home lawn. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
A lot of the things that we learn when we're studying golf courses, we then will take to homeowners and the general public to talk to them about improving their lawn management based on the things that we've learned in golf.
Doug Soldat is a professor in the Department of Soil Science at the University of Wisconsin.
The shorter you mow the grass, the more inputs you're going to need to keep it alive. And we see that example with golf course putting greens where they're mowed sometimes at less than an eighth of an inch. And that means that when you have a grass that's short, the root system is shallower, which means you'll have to apply irrigation, otherwise the roots can't access the water deeper down in the soil profile that a taller grass would have access to. Golf course putting greens have the clippings removed from them, and clippings are a main source of plant nutrition and part of the recycling process. When we take them off the green, we have to add fertilizers to replace them.
For home lawns, it's possible to avoid using fertilizers by leaving your clippings on the lawn.
The best advice I can give to someone is mow high with a sharp blade. So mow your grass as high as you can tolerate it and use a sharp mower blade. Even though grasses are adapted to frequent mowing, they much prefer to be cut with a sharp blade than a dull blade. Leave your clippings on the lawn. Don't bag your clippings. Those clippings are an important source of nutrition to the grass. Utilize them.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.